You're listening to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER with your host, Joel Kassam.
Hello and welcome to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER 107.3. Joel Kassam is my name. I hope you're doing very well and thank you for joining me this week. If you're new to the show, this is where I invite a special guest into the studio and they take the musical reins by playing four of their favourite songs. All right, let's find out who we've got this week. My guest today is a comedian, actor, improviser and writer. She can be seen improvising all over town as well as performing at What She Said Sunday nights. About to do her first ever solo show, Lower Your Expectations, at the Factory Theatre as part of Sydney Fringe Comedy, it's Rachel Melanta.
Hello.
How are you, Rach?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. For people who aren't yet familiar with you, because I think a few people are going to be shortly, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I do comedy.
Yes.
Yes, and I've got my first show coming up, as you said. But yeah, I have been doing comedy for a few years now, and before I lived on the Central Coast and did a couple of degrees before working out what I wanted to do. So who amongst us doesn't have a law degree? That's all I'm saying.
Well, at least half the people in this studio do. So that's quite a lot. It's 50%. Okay, so you grew up on the Central Coast. What was that like?
Interesting. Yeah. It's a good place. I think I didn't realize until a couple of years ago that I had some more unorthodox things happen than like most people. I think you just think things are how they are. But yeah, like I only found out that not everybody had an agricultural farm at their school.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, I just did. I had sheep. Like, I don't know why, but.
So actually on the school property?
No, it was like down the road, but all the schools around my area just had farms, and it was pretty chill. But
did you grow up on a farm as well?
No, I grew up in suburbia. We just had farms at our schools, and it was kind of weird. I did an entire semester, and the subject was potatoes. So I know a thing or two about potatoes, I'll have you know. Just if you have any questions about potatoes, you call me.
Okay, cool. Maybe later in the show, we'll see where this goes. So after school, you studied, right? You went into law.
Well, I started in business.
Okay.
Which is like the degree you do if you're not doing an arts degree and you don't know what you're doing. You know?
So okay.
I did business because I wanted to run nightclubs. I don't know. And then I did a law degree, which at UTS, which my dad was just ecstatic by. He really wanted me to be a lawyer. And I enjoyed my degree, but I realized pretty quick I wasn't going to be a lawyer. And then still finished it and then became a stand-up comedian,
right,
which is a natural progression.
Yeah, I think that's what happens to everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
Yeah, I mean, I think a few comedians have done that, haven't they? A few Australian comedians.
It's actually quite bizarre. You hear about it a lot, like a lot of people, especially Australians.
Yeah.
Who, and then randomly you'll find out they have a law degree, like Rebel Wilson.
I think Sean McAuliffe was law.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I do think that. All the Chaser guys have either law or something else. And there's all journalists.
Jane Turner from Kath and Kim. I think she has a law degree.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. That's so where you start.
I think it's natural.
It's standing up in front of people and just talking crap. That's it.
So why did you choose law?
Okay, look, honest to God, I kind of chose it because I'd watched too much Suits the weekend prior. Like, the applications were open and I didn't know what I wanted to do and business wasn't happening. So I watched too much Suits with the guy I was then dating and I was like, you know what? I could be Harvey Specter. And I know everyone sort of says that as a joke, but I really do think that's what inspired me because I can't put it down to anything else.
So really, yeah, it could have just been, you could have been watching anything that weekend. And
I could have been a doctor if I'd watched House.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so impressionable. But no, I did get a lot out of it, but it was a great degree. It helps. I think it's very important for everyone to know their rights, particularly women. I think it's really important. So I definitely got a lot out of it, but yeah, I don't think I'm going to be a lawyer. My parents are very happy with the nice piece of paper on their wall, though.
Yeah, sure.
They love it.
Sure. Okay. Well, when did you actually think, okay, this isn't for me?
I'm about a semester in.
Right. And how long is it?
3 years post-grad.
Okay,
except
cool.
I took 3.5.
Yep.
Well, I think it was kind of you're in denial for a little bit. You're kind of like, I have spent a lot of money. Like, I have like $110,000 HECS debt. Like,
oh, okay.
You kind of don't want to admit that maybe this isn't for you. And I was enjoying it, but.
Okay, all right. And so what, you after that you knew acting was your calling?
Yeah, I'd always actually wanted to do acting, like since I was a little kid, and I think I just didn't have the confidence.
Okay.
I think, yeah, it takes a bit to admit that you want to do acting, I think. And yeah, I always swore I'd never do comedy though, like stand up.
Right.
But being addicted to Saturday Night Live, I decided to try improv and sketch. And I'm not really sure how I started doing stand up, but I think everyone else was doing it.
Okay.
Well, as I said, impressionable.
All right, let's get into the acting and comedy and improv a little bit later. But right now, I want to play your old song. What have you chosen?
I've got Come As You Are by Nirvana.
Okay, and why have you chosen this?
Because even though 1991 was not that long ago.
It kind of was, though.
It was before I was born.
Oh, okay, so, there you go.
But it just feels like a statement to call that your old song. You know? I feel like I need to justify it. Because Nirvana is my favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
And I started listening to them in high school. And I still love them so much. And I don't know, I think, I know everyone says it, but I think Nevermind's still their best album. I love it so much. And so, yeah, it's the first record I ever bought, just as an actual record. So yeah, Come As You Are has always been my favorite song.
All right, cool. I get to say this. This is Nirvana on 2SER. That is Nirvana with Come As You Are. Great choice, Rachel. I love Nirvana. And I think everyone sort of loves Nirvana, don't they? It's kind of one of those bands that everyone...
It's a guilty pleasure for some people, but it's not guilty for most of us.
Kurt Cobain, Dave Grohl, and everybody's favourite, the other guy.
Chris Novoselic.
Well done. I'm so glad you knew that.
Wouldn't have been uncomfortable if I hadn't, hey?
Okay, so Rachel, what got you into comedy? Were you looking up to anybody or do you have anyone you look up to now?
I guess, like, typically growing up, I always loved a lot of American improvisers and that. Like, I would watch Second City clips of Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch and Amy Poehler, those sorts of people. Well, Amy Poehler was UCB, but yeah, and they were all incredible. And I thought it was amazing the fact that they were basically making this up as they went along. And I thought that was a great skill. And being in love with Saturday Night Live, I was just sort of honestly looking into sort of what other people did in that sort of realm. They all started in improv. And then I looked at more Australian people and they all started improv. Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe I should do improv. And I absolutely loved it. And yeah, have stuck around.
It's quite like, I'm so impressed by people who are able to just improvise on the spot. Is it like, is it a skill? Is it something you learn or are you born with it? How does it work?
I think you learn a lot. Like, a lot of it is, look, there are some people, not me, like, you can just wake up one morning and I guess at the age of three can just improvise. But the rest, I think it is a skill and you have to practice it and you can feel like when you're out of practice. And but yeah, it's an amazing thing to be a part of. I love it. It's a great community. It's a great, it's a great thing to watch when it's done really, really well. And in Sydney, we're lucky enough to have some incredible improvisers around and have a decent improv scene coming up. And unfortunately, like, the reality of Sydney is that the comedy and improv scene isn't like hugely televised and that anymore, especially with like the cancellation of Tonightly recently, which is like tragic. And I think it's something that is coming up slowly because of the incredible talent we do have here. And
So is it something you studied? Is improv something you go to school for?
Yeah, you can go to Improv Theatre Sydney.
Okay.
Which is based here and they do levels and they're amazing.
Yeah.
And they've got quite a decent repertoire of skill and talent behind them. So yeah, they're amazing. I would definitely recommend.
Cool. You're part of Sydney Troupe Night Shift.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, God. No, they're a lot of fun. They perform at the Chippo once a month. Mm-hmm. It's on a Thursday once a month. And we have a lot of fun with that. Basically, we have a storyteller come in and they tell stories and then we improvise scenes inspired by their stories.
Right. Okay. Yeah. How many of you...
I think we've got a squad of about 7 or 8. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And so you just make it up on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's improv.
It's great. You just sort of rock up. It's pretty amazing that, like, you don't really have to, like, I hate when people say you don't prepare because you do prepare. Like, obviously you spend literal years preparing, but you don't have to actually, like, learn a script or anything. That's the fun of it. But I think it's a really beautiful, like, sport and idea and the idea that, like, whatever you bring's enough, you know, like, you can feel in a troupe when one person's missing, there's a hole in it. Like, that person brought something because every individual person brings them and no one can emulate that because the idea of improv is that you are, to an extent, being yourself. Like, you play characters and all as well, but it's the energy you bring in that because you haven't prepared. You haven't learned a script.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Amazing. And you're also part of What She Said Comedy.
Yeah.
Now, this is
Sydney's stand-up.
First all-women comedy show, right?
Yes.
Can't believe it's the first. It's insane.
There's one down in Wollongong in there as well, like if you want to go out, but CBD.
Okay, yeah. How did you get involved?
Well, it was actually through some of the girls who I did improv with started it up, and I jumped on the bandwagon early, like when they started announcing it, and I was like, I'd love to be involved in this. I think it's an incredible thing. Unfortunately, like, there's a lot of comedy rooms around Sydney where female comedians aren't often put on the bill and aren't made feel particularly welcome. So it's was an opportunity for a safe space and for this. And it's just absolutely started a phenomenon. Like, it's so much more than, like, a comedy night there. Everyone who performs there and everyone who goes, like, comments on what an amazing room it's become. Sophie, Naomi and Alex, who run it, are truly amazing. And, I get to perform there very regularly, which is amazing. So it's always a great vibe.
Awesome. I love that. Joining me today on Old New Borrow Blue is comedian Rachel Melanta. And she's about to play her new song for us. And what have you gone with, Rach?
I've got Never Ever by the Rubens.
Why have you chosen this song?
Because I like it. Honestly, I wish I had a better story for it, but I don't listen to a huge amount of super new music. And it's... yeah, just a good song. This was one of my four songs today that I had the biggest struggle finding. Okay. But I listened to it recently on the radio and it got stuck in my head. So this is what we got.
I never ever meant to catch you in a lie. With my phone turned off, it makes no sound, but you said you needed space.
'Cause your phone's turned off, I come around, 'cause I just need to say,
I swear I never ever, but that's just what you do when you love somebody, love someone. I can try to make it better, but that's just how it is. Somebody love someone,
but I like you better from afar.
I think we're better off apart.
You call it payback.
You only say that with my brother in your bed. You think you're clever.
That will be The Rubens featuring Sarah. Sorry, I was actually waiting for the song to end. I was being professional. Never Ever. We're halfway through the show. I've been listening to you talk. And you have an accent, right? I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Where is it from?
Well, we think it's American.
Okay. Because you were born here.
I was born here. Yes. And my parents were born here. And my grandparents were born here. And I did not go overseas until I was 21.
Okay.
But I learnt to speak off Sesame Street.
Right.
So here we are.
Any character in particular?
I don't know. I'm a big, big bird fan.
A big bird fan. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I can't hear it. And my mum can't either. But it's really funny. Like, since I was a really little kid, like, every school teacher, everyone I work with, everything. Oh, so, like, American? No. No. Yeah. Never even been.
You're just saying no right now is like.
It's anything with an O in it. When I say phone or no or donut.
Okay. Very interesting. Now, you've also written and starred in a short film.
Very recently, yes.
Very recently.
It's currently shortlisted for SF3 Festival.
That is
amazing.
Really
cool.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
What's it about?
Well, it's a comedy. Like, it's more, it's like a long sketch, and it's a comedy about a couple, and he's trying to convince her to do something, and there's a misunderstanding about what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Are we going to be able to see it at any time?
Yeah, it's actually on being screened at Event Cinemas in Bondi on the... in September.
We'll insert it later.
The 23rd, I want to say. Yeah, I'm clearly the 23rd of September. Yes, Bondi, okay. Event Cinemas.
Excellent.
23rd of September.
Are they doing a whole lot of short films?
It's the whole short list that day.
Okay.
So it should be a lot of fun. You can also see it online at sf3.com.au.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And you've also been a part of other short films, right?
Yeah,
a
little bit and web series and things like that. But yeah, the past like year or so has been very comedy based. That's it. A lot of live stuff at the moment. So yeah.
Cool. I really want to talk about your live show next. So we will have to play your borrowed song.
My borrowed
song. We'll get into that and then we'll talk all about your comedy.
Okay.
What have you chosen?
I've chosen Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap.
And why have you chosen this?
Well, it's borrowed because I actually listened to The Temper Trap for the first time because I took my first ever housemate's album. I'm going to give it back. Like, really, I'm going. It's sort of, I think you said I could keep it in the end. Well, either that or I'm confessing to a crime right now. But yeah, we actually traveled together all the way to Canberra to see them at this festival. And I vividly remember, like, they were incredible. When we did see them, it was 100% worth it. But we decided to save money on flights so we'd catch the train.
Okay.
Which sounds like a great idea when you're planning it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh my God, it'll be like a road trip except on a train and we'll all be together and it'll be like 9 hours. Yeah, it's fun for 20 minutes and then it's just horrible. And that really stands out about the trip more than the band did. But, it's all, but they were amazing live. I would highly recommend them.
Thank you.
to be the temper trap there with Sweet Disposition. Let's talk about your upcoming show, Lower Your Expectations.
Yes.
It's your first ever solo show. How do you feel?
I'm nervous, but I'm very, very excited.
Okay. But yeah, I think it's normal to be nervous, because if you weren't nervous, I feel like...
it'd be worrying.
Yeah.
I think you've...
like, this isn't your passion.
Yeah, I think you've got to put the work in too. Like, and I think when you really care about something and love something, you care about what people think to at least some extent. So that's where your nerves come from. So, yeah.
I heard your parents are actually going to go to this show.
Yes.
How
they've
does that make
never
you feel?
Seen me perform before.
How do you feel about that? Are you like, guys, just don't come? Or give them different dates, different places.
Oh, God, you've shown up at the wrong place. How did that happen? No, I'm very excited. They're very, very supportive. Yeah, I'm very lucky with that. I think Dad's secretly hoping I become a solicitor on the side at least. But I think they'll like it. There's a lot of jokes about them in it. So,
are they bad jokes about them?
No.
Or?
It's,
okay.
It's more just stories about them. So they can't deny it because it's true. So.
And what can audience expect from your show? What's it about?
It's a stand-up and storytelling. So it's a range of stories and like stand-up intertwined with that. And it's basically about growing up with extremely high expectations of yourself and wanting to be the best at everything you do and how sometimes that can get a little bit misled.
So was that part of your childhood as well? Were you very, you always wanted to be the best at everything?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of obsessively.
Oh, obsessively. Yeah. Okay.
Bizarrely though.
Could make for an interesting show.
It's a competitive streak that it's definitely like, I mean, I'm still a very, I very much believe in community and bringing everybody else up, as particularly in comedy. And I think that's one of the best bits about the comedy community in Sydney is the amazing sense of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of C words I just said. I still am very, very competitive with myself and hard on myself. And yeah,
okay.
That's pretty much what the show's about.
Do you think your future is in stand-up? Is that where you want to go?
I would love to get... more into acting as well. But I do love comedy. I love writing, and stand-up gives me that opportunity to mix those together. And basically, it's pretty amazing to be able to show your views. And I think that stand-up is changing a lot at the moment, particularly for women. I think it's a great time to be pushing through right now because there's still a lot of change occurring. And I think... it's something I would love to be a part of, and I love doing it. So, yeah.
That's a great answer. now, you're also performing at A Likely Story at Cafe Lounge in October.
I am.
Do you know the date?
October 14th.
What's that about?
Well, it's a storytelling night. It's amazing. It's run by some incredible people, and they run it once a month. In October, our theme is adulting. So, I'll be there with, I think, five other storytellers telling some funny, heartfelt, deep and meaningful stories.
That's great. You can catch Rachel Melanta at the Factory Theatre on Wednesday the 26th of September and again on Friday the 28th. Jump onto fringecomedy.com.au for your tickets. You can also see her Sunday nights as part of What She Said at the Chipper Hotel.
Yep.
And like you just said, performing A Likely Story at Cafe Lounge in October. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us on Old New Borough Blue today. And you have to take us out with your blue song.
I do. It is How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful by Florence and the Machine.
Why did you choose this one?
Because Florence and the Machine are amazing and it has blue in the title.
That's a good enough answer for me. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Between a crucifix and the Hollywood sign, we decided to get hurt. Now there's a few things we have to burn. Set our hearts ablaze, and every city was a gift. And every skyline was like a kiss upon the lips, and I was making you a wish. In every skyline. How big, how blue, how beautiful. How big, how blue, how beautiful.
Ha ha ha.